listening to The Sun on the Strip. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, and every Wednesday I'll have an exclusive conversation with someone who is being fabulous on the Las Vegas Strip, as well as an update on what's going on in the world of entertainment here in Vegas. Thanks for listening. You probably saw the big Allegiant Stadium announcement earlier this week, and we reported on it at LasVegasSun.com. Billy Joel and Metallica are coming to Las Vegas to play the stadium in the same February weekend. It was already pretty amazing to think about what's happening here in February 2022, and I'm talking about the fact that the NFL Pro Bowl and NHL All-Star Weekend are happening at the same time at Allegiant and T-Mobile Arena. These concerts are later in the month, Metallica on February 25th and Billy Joel on February 26th, and tickets for those shows go on sale October 29th. An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert, was set to open this week at Harrah's Showroom on Tuesday, October 26th, which is when I'm recording this podcast. This is a very intriguing show produced by Bass Entertainment and G4 Productions in cooperation with Whitney Houston's estate. It has a live band, backup singers, backup dancers, all supporting the iconic voice of the late pop singer, as represented by a hologram. It was supposed to open last year at the Flamingo Showroom, but like a lot of shows at Caesars Properties, it bumped around a bit and found a new spot, and now it's in the same theater where Donny Osmond's residency has been doing great business. I'm going to check this one out soon, and I will keep you posted. One of Vegas's most popular burlesque-style shows has departed from its home theater and is looking for a new stage. Sexy the Show, created and produced by Jennifer Romas, has been a staple at the Westgate for 6 years, but it's no longer performing there at the Westgate Cabaret. I spoke with Jennifer about it this week, and I've got the rundown in my Curtain Up column, which you should read this Thursday at LasVegasSun.com. You can also catch up on newly announced shows and entertainment events every Thursday in my column, like this week's announcement that Swedish House Mafia is coming to T-Mobile Arena next year, and Kristen Chenoweth is performing on New Year's Eve off the Strip at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. My interview this week is with a performer you might know well if you've been going to Vegas Golden Knights hockey games at T-Mobile Arena. Katie Marie Jones is one of the in-arena hosts for those exciting contests at the Fortress, but she's also a Vegas native with a pretty extensive theater background who has been singing, dancing, and acting in musicals and different productions across the country for years. She can also be seen as one of the showgirls in Nathan Burton's magic show at the V Theater at the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. And just this month, she performed her first solo show off the Strip at the Space at the invitation of her VGK co-host, Mark Chinook, who runs that venue. So this has been quite the month for her, and she's just getting started. This is my conversation with Katie Marie Jones. So you just had two pretty epic events this month with the opening of Golden Knights hockey, of course, at T-Mobile Arena, and doing your own solo show at the Space pretty soon after that. This is like the biggest month ever.
Yeah. Yes. October has been absolutely crazy. I don't know what possessed me to put my show the day after opening night for Golden Knights, but I did, and I'm still sleeping from it. I'm like so exhausted, but it was like also the best week of my life. Opening Golden Knights was epic, as we're like finally able to be back in the stands and do interviews with the players and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a long, almost two seasons of like not being able to do any of that. So crazy epic night at the Golden Knights. And then the day after, I had my own solo show at the Space. Mark was gracious enough to allow me the space for a night, and I got to just play and put all of my favorite songs into a show. And it was an absolutely incredible night. So special. This is the first time I'd ever done anything like that. So
yeah, I was going to ask, because I know you've been in a lot of different like theatrical shows and different, mm-hmm. some different shows on the Strip too, but this was your first kind of solo show, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was the first time I'd ever just like been 100% me on stage, which is a little terrifying. I mean, we do hosting in front of 18,000 people in the arena. You know, I've done a bunch of different like plays and musicals and stuff here in Pittsburgh and Texas and all these other places. But for some reason, just putting a show together that's just me is terrifying, but it was so exhilarating and so worth it. And so just fun. I really got to like dig into who I am as a performer and what made me who I was as a performer, and just kind of put that out on display for everyone to see. And I, you know, I'm very, very excited to keep working on it. I'm hopefully going to bring it back to the space again, 2022 probably, and then kind of see where it goes from there. But it was incredible week.
That's great. Congrats on that. How did you go about, I guess, producing that show, putting that thing together, and who did you collaborate with and get a little assistance from to make it so great?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I kind of been thinking about it for probably like 3 years. I thought about, you know, if I were to do a solo show, what would that entail? What stories do I want to tell, and all that kind of stuff. So I said it in the show, but I think this show had been living in my notes section of my iPhone for like 3 years. I just bullet pointed, like anytime I thought of a song or just a story I wanted to tell, I like jotted it down in my notes. And I mean, there was pages and pages of stuff that ended up, of course, not being in the show. But I think what I did first was pick the songs that I really wanted to sing, songs that really meant a lot to me. And then I kind of talked to my music director and friend James through a storyline, like, you know, what would actually make sense with these songs? What stories would actually make sense with these songs? And then I consulted a couple other people. Mark was one of them. My friend Miranda was one of them. One of my backup singers, Dom, was one of them, and kind of just was like, does this even make sense? Like, should this work? And yeah, I really just wanted to put together a show that showed every side of me, that wasn't just like just musical theater or just jazz or just pop or whatever. I kind of wanted like it to be a little bit all over the place. So I think, I just started by picking the songs first, and then weaving in what stories I wanted to tell in between. And then when songs didn't really make sense for the storyline, I kind of plucked them out, put another song in its place, and kind of went from there. It's still kind of a work in progress. I have already changed things about it since the show has happened. But overall, I was like very happy with it and happy with how it went and the turnout, and just everybody, you know, seemed to really enjoy themselves. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all I wanted. So that's kind of the process a little bit.
Yeah. Now, you are a born and raised Las Vegas native. We were talking about this a little bit before we got on. Did you always want to be a performer, an entertainer, and just kind of growing up here, did that have an impact on you and you wanted to get involved in that industry?
It's super weird. I think when I was a kid, I did everything. Like, my parents were just like, okay, what do you want to do? And, you know, 1 week I was like, I want to play soccer. 1 week I was like, I want to do ballet. Like, I literally did every single thing you could possibly think of. I was in like a table tennis tournament at one point, like just the most random things that you could even think of. I did when I was a kid, but I always like really loved music. And I don't think I went to a really tiny private school growing up, like tiny, tiny, there was like 30 kids in my class. So there wasn't much for, like entertainment. So it was mostly sports. So I played sports a lot growing up, and then did a little bit of dance. And then I don't think it was until like I was in seventh grade when they had this competition. It was like this monologue and scene competition in my like little tiny school. And my teacher just was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, I don't know, I guess I'll try. And I was terrified, but I ended up winning the competition. So I was like, okay, like maybe I can act, maybe I'm okay at this. And my parents were like, yeah, you were really good. You should give this a shot. So when I went into high school was really when I kind of started doing theater because I needed an elective. And I was like, well, I acted one time, so maybe I can be in a theater class. So I started taking theater classes. And honestly, from there, it just kind of skyrocketed me and made me like fall in love with theater and singing. And shortly after, I got a music teacher and a voice teacher and all that stuff. And so it really wasn't until high school that I actually thought that I could do it for as a job, as like for a living. Before that, I was kind of just like trying out anything and everything to see if what stuck, you know. But I think I always like looked up to the people who were on the strip. You know, we went and saw like Johnny and Marie growing up and all that stuff. And it was really amazing to be born in a city that has so much entertainment and like, just, you know, there's some places that they have like the coffee shop down the street with, you know, one singer or songwriter. And that is great too. But growing up here, it was like, I got to see every show that came in and all that stuff. So it was definitely very inspiring. But it wasn't until high school that I really thought, hey, like I could totally do this maybe.
Yeah. There's definitely something to growing up here and then, you know, knowing about the entertainment on the strip and maybe going to some of these shows as a kid a little bit, being in those theaters and then re-experiencing that and getting involved with it as an adult. I mean, it's happened for me on the other side of it. Of course, I go to all the shows. You'll never see me on stage in any capacity, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to have that kind of thing off in the distance when you're a kid here, and then to get the close up version later on. I'm sure that has been a different sort of experience for you too.
Absolutely. It's been crazy. Especially cause my brother played hockey growing up. My dad's from Canada and they all played hockey, and I would go with them on like my brother's hockey tournaments and things like that. And so I grew up around that. So to now be working for the NHL and on the other end of it, you know, we would go to like Thunder games and stuff as kids the Wranglers when they were here. And so we've always like loved hockey. So it's kind of crazy that like now I am on the back end of it and I'm like working in the entertainment industry, but also working in the sports industry. So it's like this really crazy, cool, like mishmash of like all the things that I've loved, and I get to do it in one job, and it's all come full circle a little bit.
Yeah.
And especially because it's in Vegas. Like I could have gotten this job anywhere, but I got it in my hometown. So that makes it even more special.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was a very different, you were pretty experienced as a performer, as an entertainer, by the time you got that hosting gig with hockey at the Fortress, but it's a very different role. What was it like kind of getting used to that and the different part of work there?
Oh my God. I literally, when they called me and told me I got the job, I think I said, really? I was like, are you sure? Because I think I had hosted my school's like talent show when I was in 11th grade or something. Like that's the only thing I'd ever done.
A little different.
slightly different. But I think once I got past the shock of like, oh my God, like this is an insane job and I have to like not mess up in front of 18,000 people every night. Once I kind of got past that, it is similar to a production. I mean, we're putting on a show there. There's stage managers, there's lighting guys, there's, you know, cameramen, mic techs, like all these kinds of things. So it was a familiar environment, but I was playing a totally different role, as you said. And I think that's when I first started, that's kind of how I thought of it, was like, I'm playing this like role of a host. Like, what does a host do? So I kind of just like researched all these like different hosts in the NHL and in, you know, different women who've kind of like blazed the trail for us in this industry, and kind of just watched what they did. And I was like, okay, well, I'll do that, but put my own spin on it. And it's taken me a little while. I think honestly, up until this past season, I was still like really, really nervous every time I would go up there and all of that. But, you know, having Mark and Big D, who used to work for us, kind of like take me under their wing and be like, hey, this is, it's not, you don't freak out. You're good. You got this job for a reason. Here are the tools. So being like mentored by them has been really, really helpful. Cause you know, especially Mark, like he's like king of Vegas doing all the Raiders and, you know, everything. So he's done this for a long time. And so it was really awesome to be able to learn from these people. And, I think they 100% have been the reason that I've had any sort of success in this industry. It's my dog. Sorry.
And you've also, you know, for a while now been performing in Nathan Burton's magic show at the, which has reopened at the V Theater, the Miracle Mouse Shops at Planet Hollywood. How long have you been doing that gig?
I started that gig right around the time that I started Golden Nights. So I think it's been about three years. And then obviously the little break for, the pandemic, but yeah, about 3 years. My best friend, Emily, she's been in the show for a while, about 5 years now. And she, they needed somebody else. And they were like, someone who kind of is similar to you, like, you know, personable, has stage presence, all that kind of stuff. And she was like, I know a girl. And then called me, I went and saw the show and then immediately started training the next day. And that was nuts because that was just, you know, I had never done magic before either. I mean, I've obviously been on stage, but magic is such a different experience too. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong at any moment and you have to know how to figure it out and make it look like it's not wrong and like everything went according to plan. So that job has been so much fun. I've learned so much. Just about myself and about like other types of performance. I think that's something that's so important to me is that, you know, I grew up doing theater and having everything be like one specific way with auditions and with, you know, how the inner workings of how the theater works. But learning all of these different kinds of things, like in sports and in magic and, you know, dance and all this other, all these other types of, avenues, I feel like it's made me a lot more well-rounded to be able to figure out, to use those things for other performances or other jobs that I'll be doing. Like it's really cool. It's nothing I ever thought that I was going to do, but it's, I'm so blessed and grateful for it. Because it's been really amazing.
Yeah. Well, where do you think you want to go from here? Obviously, you got a lot of stuff right in front of you, and you're busy almost every night. But and you said you're still working on the show, your own show. But mm-hmm. What do you think you want to focus on moving forward and making plans for next year and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think I have kind of made it after the pandemic. I kind of have made a little promise to myself that I was going to focus this year and the upcoming years on performing a little bit more. That's like where my heart is on the stage, in the theater. And I think this upcoming year, that's going to be really where my focus is. I obviously like love all of my other jobs and I'm so grateful for them and will continue to do them. But I'm starting to narrow in a little bit more on this show that I just put together and, you know, kind of coming up with a couple other more other shows, auditioning for musicals and plays and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's where my main focus is going to be this year, is just to kind of get back to my roots and really focus on theater and getting back into it a little bit. Cause it's been a minute. It's been a hot minute.
That's it for this week's Sun on the Strip. Thank you so much for listening. Special thanks to Katie Marie Jones for spending time talking with me this week. Go see her in Nathan Burton's show at the V Theater at Planet Hollywood. You can find past episodes of this show at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week.